Good morning. Well, we've seen a nice recovery coming through in the US markets overnight, and that was after yesterday they posted their worst day in nearly 4 weeks. And if we have a look at how the Australian market reacted to that, well, we saw positive trading on our market yesterday. A lot of it due to the fact that commodity prices have moved higher and they've continued to gain in the last 24 hours as well. So that's a positive sign for us going into the second last day of the financial year for trading. If we have a look at the European markets, well, they were a little bit mixed. We did see a bit of pressure coming into the London market, and this was on comments coming through from the Bank of England governor. He basically suggested higher interest rates would be good for business investment. This has now pushed a lot of positioning into the markets, and we might see an interest rate hike coming through in the UK earlier than the markets had previously expected. And we did see the pound up nearly 1% against the US dollar on the back of this news and still holding on to those gains. If we have a look at the US markets, a real turnaround. Now, yesterday we saw a lot of selling coming into the markets, concerns about delayed growth in the US because we heard that the healthcare bill did not look like it was going to go to an early vote and being pushed back. Concerns that we'll be waiting some time for the tax reform, the infrastructure reform, all of the big news items coming through from the Trump White House that were going to boost the US economy. And a lot of that expected gain is already priced into the market. So a bit of concern yesterday. Today we've seen a reversal, a bit of calm coming back into the markets, money continuing to go into the banks, but also into the technology stocks and the healthcare stocks. And if you're looking for weakness, it was in the utility stocks overnight. Now, we also saw the oil price continuing to rise now at $44.70 US a barrel, up another 1%. The gold price is a little bit stronger at $1,250 US an ounce. And we also had some news coming through from Staples. Now, Staples, one of the larger retailers in the US, it does look like there might be a takeover offer there. We've seen their share price up by 6%. Lastly, having a look at what was happening in the oil and energy markets, well, the fact that we did see production falling in the US in the last week helped lift that price in the overnight session. If we look at the Australian market today, we're set for around a 33-point gain at the start of our trading session, with the Australian dollar at 76.42 US cents.